Welcome to Hope's Garden Prayer Podcast, where we pray together in the garden of our hearts with Christ the Bridegroom, Mary, Mystical Rose of God, and the entire communion of saints. May these prayers inspire, encourage, and nourish your garden heart.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Opening prayers. Deuteronomy. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. And these words which I command you this day shall be upon your heart, and you shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise. Psalm 121. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence does my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun shall not smite you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. Jesus, our bridegroom, as the sun sets and darkness falls upon us again, please be our light, the light within that shines always. May your light radiate forth from us into the darkness of this world so as to guide others into the fullness of your light, the beauty of your face. Be the light illuminating our minds, our hearts, and our paths, so we may never lose sight of you and the freedom and joy you have already given to us. Your light, Jesus, is the source of hope that dispels all darkness and reveals the truth of your love and mercy. In your light is where we want to stay. Amen. Our Lady of the New Dawn, Mother Most Pure, Bearer of the Light, pray for us. Heavenly King, Comforter, Spirit of Truth, everywhere present and filling all things, Treasury of Blessings and Giver of Life, come and dwell within us. Cleanse us of all stain and save our souls, O Gracious One. Holy God, Holy and Mighty, Holy and Immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, Holy and Mighty, Holy and Immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, Holy and Mighty, Holy and Immortal, have mercy on us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Most Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. Lord, cleanse us of our sins. Master, forgive our transgressions. Holy One, come to us and heal our infirmities for your name's sake. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory now and forever. Amen. Option B, catch the little foxes. Invitatory. Come, let us adore the King, our God. Come, let us adore Christ, the King and our God. Come, let us adore and bow down to the only Lord, Jesus Christ, the King and our God. The Song of Songs, The Bride. I hear my beloved. See how he comes leaping on the mountains, bounding over the hills. My beloved is like a gazelle, like a young stag. See where he stands behind our wall. He looks in at the window. He peers through the lattice. My beloved lifts up his voice. He says to me, come then, my love, my lovely one, come. For see, winter is past. The rains are over and gone. The flowers appear on the earth. The season of glad songs has come. The cooing of the turtle dove is heard in our land. The fig tree is forming its first figs, and the blossoming vines give out their fragrance. Come then, my love, my lovely one, come, my dove, hiding in the clefts of the rock, in the coverts of the cliff, show me your face. Let me hear your voice, for your voice is sweet and your face is beautiful. The bridegroom, catch the foxes for us, the little foxes that make havoc of the vineyards, for our vineyards are in flower. Come, my beloved, into the garden of my heart and gather your lilies. May you find delight and rest amongst the blossoming flowers here in your garden, the garden to which you alone possess the key. Tend my garden heart with me, Lord. Uproot the weeds and catch the little foxes, so I may always bear good fruit for you, and the perfumes of my love may rise as a sweet fragrance of praise and thanksgiving to you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Zephaniah. A song of joy. Sing aloud, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O Israel. Rejoice and exult with all your heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. The Lord has taken away the judgments against you. He has cast out your enemies. The King of Israel, the Lord, is in your midst. You shall fear evil no more. On that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, do not fear, O Zion. Let not your hands grow weak. The Lord your God is in your midst, a warrior who gives victory. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will renew you in his love. He will exult over you with loud singing. Psalm 34. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul makes its boast in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he answered me, and delivered me from all my fears. Look to him and be radiant, so your faces shall never be ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and delivers them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Happy is the man who takes refuge in him. O fear the Lord, you his saints, for those who fear him have no want. When the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. He keeps all his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and those who hate the righteous will be condemned. The Lord redeems the life of his servants. None of those who take refuge in him will be condemned. Concluding prayers. The Song of Songs. The chorus. Who is this, arising like the dawn, fair as the moon, resplendent as the sun, terrible as an army with banners? Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To you do we cry, poor banished children of Eve. To you do we send up our sighs, mourning and weeping in this valley of tears. Turn then, O most gracious advocate, your eyes of mercy toward us, and after this our exile, show unto us the blessed fruit of your womb, Jesus. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary, pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and forever. Amen. The Father is my hope. The Son is my refuge, and the Holy Spirit is my protection. Protect us, Lord, as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep, that awake we may keep watch with Christ, and asleep rest in his peace. From St. John of the Cross's Spiritual Canticle, The Bridegroom. Light-winged birds, lions, fawns, bounding does, mountains, valleys, strands, waters, winds, heat, and the terrors that keep watch by night.
By the soft lyres and the siren strains, I adjure you, let your fury cease, and touch not the wall, that the bride may sleep in greater security. The bride has entered the pleasant and desirable garden, and there reposes to her heart's content, her neck reclining on the sweet arms of the beloved. My perfect Adam, Jesus, bridegroom of my soul, stand guard over me and our home this night. With your strong right arm, defend me from all the terrors of the night, while your left arm of tenderness holds my head, and I repose to my heart's content. Good night, beloved Lord of my life and lover of my soul. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Let Jesus love you into full bloom. Together let us be one.